Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. One of Australia's most prominent clerics, the Catholic Archbishop of Adelaide, Philip Wilson, has been found guilty of covering up child sexual abuse in the 1970s. Archbishop Wilson is the most senior Roman Catholic cleric to be convicted of concealment. From Sydney, here's Phil Mercer.
The Archbishop was accused of covering up abuse by a paedophile priest in the Hunter Valley of New South Wales in the 1970s. Philip Wilson, who held a junior position in the Catholic Church at the time, faces up to 2 years in prison. His lawyer said he had no knowledge of offences committed against a child by a member of the clergy, who was later convicted of sexual abuse and died in prison in 2006. But a magistrate said the evidence against Archbishop Wilson was truthful and reliable.
The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights has accused the Nicaraguan government of ordering security forces to use excessive force during weeks of protests against President Daniel Ortega. The watchdog said its preliminary report showed at least 70 people were killed and hundreds injured in the demonstrations. The British government is being urged to review all its aid programs inside Myanmar following the campaign of violence against Rohingya Muslims. Since August last year, 700,000 Rohingya refugees have fled into Bangladesh to escape a military crackdown in Rakhine State. MPs on the House of Commons International Development Committee are asking whether Britain should regard the government of Myanmar as an ally, given that it stands accused by the UN of ethnic cleansing. Scientists at the Institute of Cancer Research in London say they've identified the cause of the most common type of cancer in children, and it may be preventable. The scientists say not coming into contact with germs early in life plays a key role in the development of a type of leukemia. James Gallagher reports.
Acute lymphoblastic leukemia is the most common childhood cancer, although it remains rare. Around 1 in 2,000 children will be diagnosed with the disease before they turn 16. It will take further research to see if these cases can be prevented using protective microbes. But this study is part of a huge shift taking place in medicine. To date, we've treated microbes as the bad guys, but recognising their important role on our health and well-being is revolutionising the understanding of diseases from allergies to Parkinson's, depression, and now leukemia.
World News from the BBC.